Yeah, it may be clear skies weather, but in the state of Illinois, cloudy, rough seas financially. And of course, that a metaphor that probably understates the issue. That's why I've asked Representative David McSweeney join us this morning. He's in the Revenue Committee. First off, David, it's good to talk to you again, pal.
Thanks, Tom, for having me on. I appreciate it.
You know, I got a lot of questions, and I'm hoping you can help clear this up. $817 million. When I spoke with Representative David, there's another Freudian slip, Representative Brandon Phelps on Monday, that $817 million, he called it a lifeline for social services and higher education. First off, $817 million from these two different funds. Did we not know the money was there? How did this come up, David?
Yeah, it's actually included in the general revenues. I said last week, and I'll say it again today, we have $32.3 billion of revenues in this state, including for those two funds, which are collected from the income tax. Unfortunately, we're spending $38 billion, and that's one of the problems. Over the last 2 years, we have increased our unfunded liabilities up to $130 billion on pensions. We've increased our unpaid bills by $9 billion, from $4 billion to $13 billion. So the comptroller right now has $13.1 billion sitting in her office to pay. And my view is that we cannot go on spending money. And what we need to do is give the governor a lump sum and let him make the choices. We hired him as our governor. He'll be accountable to the voters last year. We can't continue to spend money in this state, and we don't have. And what we do need to do, though, is we need to fund higher education. We need to fund basic social services for the truly needy. But one of the things that's happening right now is 91% of the budget is on autopilot. Let me repeat, 91% is not even subject to real appropriations, including pay for state workers. I want to pay state workers. Let me make that clear. But we shouldn't do that without an appropriations bill. Somehow we have decided that in the state of Illinois that we are prioritizing paying state workers over funding SIU and funding Eastern Illinois University. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. Everything should be subject to appropriations. We are just spending money in a state that we don't have. And the governor needs to propose a balanced budget, which he hasn't. And what we need to do is we need to focus on cutting spending. But in the meantime, I think we should just give him a stopgap budget is not the answer. We should give him a lump sum and let him manage the money.
You know, what's interesting is that everybody knows there needs to be cuts to prove to the public that they government is fiscally responsible enough to accept a tax increase and to use it correctly. All right, so there has to be something there. I call it the Luchterfeld equation from Senator Dave Luchterfeld.
Right.
That there has to be some type of proof in the pudding, some willingness in the government to say, look, we're doing the best, which you and I would both agree that's not been done yet. So we spend the money, we got to have a tax increase, no way cuts are going to get us where we're at, but nobody, even, and I believe this to be true to a certain extent about the governor as well, they don't want the blood on their hands from the cuts. They don't want that red ink on their hands from the cuts, which is metaphorically blood when people come at you from social services and other locations. And that willingness to do that, or lack thereof, isn't that really the singular issue in the state of Illinois?
Well, I think the big issue is we can protect the truly needy, and I define that as people below 125% of the poverty level. We do not have to cut their programs. But what we need to do is address three major areas. The first one is pensions, and I was interested the governor brought that up and talked about people kicking the can down the road. We have a situation right now in this state that we have an arbitrary schedule to make pension contributions. We're up to $7.4 billion a year, but we have a broken pension system. Right now, benefits continue to increase every year by 3% compounded. Inflation's only 1.5%, so benefits are increasing, liabilities are increasing. Nobody is talking about at the current time cutting any type of benefits. We're talking about addressing the cost of living adjustment so that you actually don't have benefits increasing every year. And my view is instead of staying on an arbitrary schedule, spending $7.4 billion, that we should restructure or reamortize that schedule and avoid a tax increase. That's where the governor and I disagree. I know he's been very supportive of Bill Brady's plan. Bill Brady wants to raise the income tax by 33%. He wants the streaming tax on video and audio, which I helped defeat in the House last week after we spoke. We passed passed that by voice vote. So we need to reform pensions. We need a new Tier 3 system for new employees. It's based on 401ks. But we need to restructure that pension debt. I have a fundamental disagreement with the governor. Raising taxes is the wrong answer. So we need to address pensions. That's number one. Number two, Medicaid. We right now have made no real reforms to Medicaid. It continues to increase. We are at the low end of receiving federal dollars. That's why I think it's so important that the governor go to Washington. He skipped that meeting with President Trump and the 46 governors to talk about Medicaid, and that he engage on the issue of Medicaid so that we can get more federal dollars in, that we can actually eliminate waste and fraud in the system, and we can actually bring about some real fundamental change. We need to reform spending in this state. And then administrative services. We need to cut administrative services in this state. So I don't think you need to cut the funding for the truly needy in this state. What we do need to do, though, is address the big items, pensions, Medicaid, and certainly we need to address administrative costs. And the deficit continues to increase, but I just don't agree with the premise, and I'm very supportive of the governor in a lot of things, that somehow, based on an arbitrary schedule, that we should raise taxes through the roof to fund a broken pension system without reforming it.
I mean, because what you're saying, David, Illinois State Representative David McSweeney on the Revenue Committee, what you're saying is structural changes are going to get us a long way down the road. But, boy, you know, pensions have that third rail connotation, David.
They do, and that's why we need to protect existing benefits. But in order to save the system, we need to make changes, and that includes restructuring the pension debt. That's what I'm referring to. We pay $7.4 billion. That's going to increase. That's going to get up to $8 or $9 billion a year over the next few years. So what I'm saying is let us restructure the payment schedule on that debt. While we're reforming, while we're addressing the cost of living adjustments in a constitutional way, again, benefits are increasing 3% compounded every year, and inflation's only at 1.5%. And we also need to address the issue for new employees. We need to make sure they're going to 401ks. Again, that's for new employees so that we have a defined contribution, not a defined benefit. If you don't address pensions, if you don't engage with President Trump on Medicaid, there's absolutely no hope. But to think that somehow we should raise income tax rates by 33%, that we should impose a massive new streaming tax that'll hurt this state and hurt families to fund a broken pension system that needs to be restructured, let's just speak the truth. We're insolvent in this state.
Yeah,
we have $13 billion of bills. We need to restructure things. And I do agree with the governor on workers' comp reform. I've got a proposal, the one in manufacturing, that's our biggest challenge. That actually eliminates income taxes altogether in manufacturing companies. We're collecting $82 million on for corporations and for pass-through entities set up limited liability companies. For manufacturing companies, my view is we'll raise a lot more money by the economic activity if we make Illinois a mecca for manufacturing jobs.
Boy, I tell you what, David, that would say business is open right there on the edge of the river, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I'd like to put that. Texas and Florida saying that they are attracting business. They don't have an income tax.
Right.
Why don't we just eliminate the income tax for manufacturing companies? We need manufacturing jobs. Workers' comp is great. I support the governor, but at best, you're going to say maybe 3 to 4% savings based on the proposals in workers' comp. If you eliminate taxes altogether for manufacturing companies, again, on paper, it would cost the state $82 million, but I believe the economic activity would be far greater, and that's our biggest issue, is we do need to create new jobs, and specifically create new manufacturing jobs in southern Illinois and in this state. That's my main focus.
All right. Now, so you were listening this morning when I was speaking with the governor?
I was, absolutely. I always enjoy listening to you and the governor.
Well, and I appreciate you doing that, because I know you're not in my listening area, so I consider that quite a compliment too, David.
Well, it's easy on the website.
Yeah.
You go to the website, and you click and listen and listen to the whole thing.
So I appreciate that. But on the other hand, you hurt, because there's no way I can ask this question. Now I can, because I know you were listening. When I asked him about this lifeline, this $817 million, I did not get a positive read off of his comments.
I think he said very clearly he's going to veto it. I mean, he said that in Springfield last week. And it's unclear whether the Senate's going to take it up on April 25th when they're back. But my view is that all of the back and forth, it's like Groundhog Day in Springfield, like that movie. And we do the same thing over and over again. We've been doing it for the last 2 years. What we should do is just send a lump sum for the entire budget for the remainder of this fiscal year, which ends on June 30th. And which includes that money, the $817 million that are in those two accounts, send it to the governor, and do the same thing next fiscal year and let him manage the money. We are incapable. It's sad. But let me just speak the truth again. We are incapable of reaching a budget in this state. So let's give the money to the governor before we just absolutely bankrupt this state. We're spending money like crazy. We're just spending it in the wrong areas.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about Groundhog Day, I think it's like Groundhog Day, except I go to the river, the Ohio, next to Indiana, and throw my wallet in it and hope that some of it hits the other state. I mean, we have literally gotten... I mean, you wonder, David, we'll be a kind of little unofficial here. You wonder how it can get worse. And when I've looked at the expression of people who I know are responsible for large organizations, SIU President Randy Dunn is an excellent example. I've known this guy for over 10 years. And I look at his face, and I've seen it change over these last few months. We've gone to a new level of concern here with this $31 million cut, which I also alluded to with the governor, and the economic multiplier in a region that is known for the most poverty-stricken region in the state. That, you know, it's a dire situation, and I'm pretty good with a word, and I do not know which word comes next.
Disaster. And that's where we are in the state of Illinois, unless we fundamentally change things. Now, you know, I get what the governor's trying to do. I am supportive of a large part of his agenda, but we need to address the spending issue and make sure we're spending money in the right places. And let me repeat, I strongly oppose the premise that we should automatically fund state worker payments every fiscal year without a budget, and that we should not, under that case, automatically fund other areas. I don't think we should automatically fund anything. I mean, but right now we're prioritizing the payments for administrative expenses over higher ed, and that's a big problem. I mean, that's one of the reasons that in the state there's not been any action, is if we had everything subject to an appropriations bill, including, by the way, pay for legislators. We're getting paid now, believe it or not.
Yeah.
We're getting paid. We don't have a budget. The state is a disaster, and we're getting paid. So why are you going to pay legislators? Why are you going to make payments to state workers automatically without an appropriations bill? And again, I want to pay state workers. I'm just saying, why prioritize them over higher ed and over our college students and our college campuses and the economic welfare of our state, especially in southern Illinois.
And a lot of people are saying the same thing, David. They are. Hey, I know I need to let you go, but I got one more question for you real quick.
Yes, sir.
All right, you take everything that you and I have just talked about over the last 12 minutes and 41 seconds, and then you put it in the context of there's election coming. What do you think happens next, State Representative? Because these two combinations in the past have been less than productive.
The only thing to do is to give the governor a lump sum, because we're not going to complete a budget that the governor will sign in Springfield. And if we keep down the current path, we will absolutely destroy the state forever.
State Representative David McSweeney. David, thanks for your time. I know I kept you long, pal, but I really appreciate
it. Thank you for having me on.